The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what else we like? We like John Fanta. College basketball on Fox. The man has 72 jobs. Who knows? He might be the next voice of the college basketball NCAA game that should be coming back in about 3 years. He is the man of the people. He is a man for us. John Fanta on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. John, welcome back, buddy.
Good afternoon, fellas. Good afternoon. Good to hear your voice again, Nick.
It is great to hear your voice. You and I texted over the weekend about the state of the Guardians affairs here. We did this yesterday, but I'm curious, where do you start the blame game with how this season has gone?
Well, I started with the front office. They missed. They failed in assembling this roster. They thought that their offense would just continue to develop. They thought that they could go in-house with that development, and that they could go and get Carlos Santana, who has played and performed like the age that he is. Nothing against him. It's just the reality of the situation. And they said, you know what? We got to shore up the pitching staff. We don't know what Shane Bieber's going to give us. So we got to shore up the pitching staff. And, oh, we got to shore up the bullpen. We got some questions to answer in this bullpen. So, you know, everybody talks about they got to have a certain amount of money. Well, if you argue that, you're going to argue that till the sun goes down, because they don't have that kind of money, and the ownership is what it is. But you're also assuming that if you have more money, that you're going to spend that correctly. Ask the Angels how spending money for them works. Ask the Orioles how spending money for them works. I'll take the Guardians front office people over those organizations any day of the week. I know what people want. They want a championship. The fact is, you went out and got, and so do I. The fact is, you went out and got Paul Sewald. That hasn't worked. You're trying to make a guy like a Matt Festa work. That has not worked. You're trying to you go out and you get John Means. Obviously, we know the circumstances there. They made these acquisitions, guys, to try to shore up their pitching. And frankly, you know, every $1 million that the Guardians spend, it counts. It counts. And it gets magnified when you miss. And this team has missed Jacob Junis. You know, Junis and Sewald, between the two of them, are $11 million. It's $11 million down the drain for a team that doesn't have a lot of money to begin with. Chris Antonetti and his team swung and missed. Do I think that Chris Antonetti and his front office team should be fired, should be relieved of their duties? I do not think that. I think if you went around Major League Baseball, people would still submit that the Guardians are a top 10 front office in baseball. They are. I believe it, and I know the callers today might not believe it, but I think both these things can be true. This front office has no room for error and just flat out flopped. But in reality, this front office has also been a huge proponent for 6 postseason appearances in the last 9 years for an organization that has 17 playoff appearances all time in their history. Over a third of them have come in the last decade. Again, I know we all want a championship, but in the big picture, 14 teams have won a World Series since 1998. It's not easy. Don't we know it in 2016? Both these things can be true.
All right, John, what do we do now? Is Class A gone?
Well, here's my biggest problem, okay? To answer your question, I would say yes if you get a very strong haul. I mean, you just don't trade somebody for the sake of trading them, and he's under control. But, yeah, I would look into it. I think you got to look into Stephen Kwan. You know, when they trade – if they trade Stephen Kwan, people are going to go crazy. He's not going to be here in a couple – he's not going to be here in 2 years. So you should go and look for value now. Again, here's the thing, guys. The things that we want to talk about of sell – that some people want to talk about of sell the team and, you know, that the owners needs to sell the team and all that, we have to assume that that's just not going to happen. That doesn't happen often in sports, and all of us, you know, everybody clamoring about the ownership group, it's not going to happen. If you as a fan then you know, you don't want to root for them or whatnot. Or you're, I'm not going to tell you how you should feel, okay? But this is how this front office has to operate. Honestly, this front office now needs to be aggressive, make bold moves. This should not take 4 or 5 years. We're not in the mode of the White Sox, who, I mean, it's been taking eternity, or the Pirates, or the Rockies. You know, I think right now some of the discourse is the Guardians are in that realm. They've had a horrible, horrible last month of baseball. We've talked on this show every week, talking about how important June was going to be, that it was a hellacious stretch. Because if you look after this series with Houston, the irony is, leading into the trade deadline, and this team's not making the playoffs, but the schedule is a lot easier. But the fact is, they couldn't get through the June stretch. They should trade Class A. They should trade Stephen Kwan. And I love those guys. I love those guys. But it's not working. And what you should do is, you should be taking a hard look in the mirror at how you're developing hitting. Because it's not working. It's not working at all. You should be investing in hitting. Looking at as many ways possible to try to cure the errors that you have made when you have past pursued hitting and hitters. Because whatever you've been doing in recent years has not been working. They have to be aggressive here. They have to go ahead and make some moves. But I think more than anything, guys, the thing that is indefensible, the thing that is indefensible with this front office is that for weeks you have not been able to hit Nick Wilson's or my pitching. And you say that Chase DeLauder and CJ Cephas, that they're close, that they're close, that it's how much, what are you talking about? How much closer do you have to be? If they're close, you're telling me what's up at the major league level is that much substantially better than where those guys are right now. You don't want to kill their confidence. The confidence of everybody else is killed. Stop trying to paint a fake picture. Call the damn kids up. Find out what you've got. Because it seems like you're afraid to bring them up because you're afraid of the fate that you've done to yourselves, which is you've brought guys up that frankly do not know how to hit. Call these kids up. It's almost trolling the last couple of times with Will Wilson and John Kenty Noel. I don't get it. For your future, why not showcase these guys? Why not give them a shot? Why not give them a chance? You got nothing to lose. I refuse to believe that you have anything to lose by bringing those kids up.
John Fanta on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So for a minute, I'm going to give you magical powers, John. And I'm going to give you the
That's
power.
Scary.
You're a moral man. You do the right thing.
I have said you guys are special.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. You were damn right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do one of these two things, but not both. You got to choose.
Yeah.
You can magically turn the 10-game losing streak into a 10-game winning streak, or you can heal Red Panda's wrist.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm healing the wrist. I'm going to look out. I'm a moral man.
It's going to heal in 6 weeks anyways, John.
Oh, that's true. Then give me the 10-game winning streak.
John.
The Fanta flip-flop.
John.
Well, he just said she'd be fine in 6 weeks.
Yeah, but she's losing paychecks. She's losing paychecks not being out there, John.
What, a summer league? Come on.
So if this was in the middle of the NBA season, your answer would change?
I wish her the best in her recovery. I love Red Panda. You said 6 weeks. I'm going off that timeline. Guys, I know you don't have to agree with me or disagree with me, or maybe you have a feeling on this. The last couple of days prior to last night, did you get the feeling as you were scrolling through social media that it was a bit of doom scrolling about the Guardians?
Oh, like, just about the Guardians.
Oh, I'd say it's all the time. Yeah.
I mean, my God. You know, spend money. Folks, the Browns spent the most money in the National Football League. They've won 3 games. You know, it's not the answer to everything. So to answer your question, if it would mean – I just don't subscribe. The thing that actually, like – the front office screwed it up badly, right? They did, and it's brutal. And by the way, I Red Panda, if it's 6 weeks, God, I hope you're both right and she's back and healthy. And this fall, she's tossing or she's kicking balls up over her head because she's the best halftime performer, perhaps in sports history. She's right up there. But I just where I do draw the line is like when people are like, well, they just don't care. They don't care about winning. Come on, it's sports. I think one of the shows had Tim Kirkjian on, and Tim said it like, it's baseball. And when you have to make some key decisions and your margin for error is slim because your ownership group is cheap, when you make a mistake, it gets magnified. And
do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just see, disagree with me if you want, but I've seen Chris Antonetti do a lot more things correctly than blow things up in one off season, and I know he made errors. I know he made mistakes, but I think that's why I take the 10-game winning streak. I'd also take it because I don't think the American League's very good. The New York Yankees are, three games back of first place. The Toronto Blue Jays are in first place right now in the AL East. Am I actually buying them? Am I buying Andreas Jimenez and Miles Straw and company? I don't think so. And the Tigers are good, but the Guardians aren't afraid of them. So a 10-game winning streak would have made for a lot more interesting things, and I think that's what stinks about this. This is all in relation to last year. When you go to an ALCS, you don't cut payroll, not bring up your young talent. They were so much fun to watch last year, and I've never seen a team do a quicker 180. I think that's what makes fans mad. You're allowed to be pissed off. You should be. But to say that nobody cares is that's also not true. This organization's proven itself as a winner more times than not over the last decade for us to suggest that.
Lonzo Ball spoke to the media yesterday, John, and he said it's ring or nothing. Do you feel like that's the Cavs' mindset?
100%. It has to be. It has to be the mindset every single day in that room. And I think that's why, you hear the amount of chatter that you do across NBA circles about what the Cavaliers are thinking about or what they might do with their roster still with the time that they have. But here's the deal. Tyrese Haliburton goes down. Jason Tatum goes down. These injuries have massive effects on the Eastern Conference. The doorway is wide open. The Knicks are still really, really good, but there's no guarantees that hiring Mike Brown is going to solve all your problems, right? The Cleveland Cavaliers have to be thinking, our window's not open for the next 2 or 3 years. Our window will have never been more open in a weak Eastern Conference than it is right here, right now. We have to go for it. Lonzo Ball's that mindset should be on the walls. It should be being said every single day. And honestly, it should dictate how the Cavs handle their regular season. If Kenny Atkinson tries to explore and try something different and the Cavs lose 3 games in a row and people go nuclear, I do remember we all talked before the playoffs. And I think Nick, you were kind of saying it. You're like, does the last couple of weeks, does it say anything? I'd rather them go through that stretch in November or December. And they didn't do it last year. I'm not saying that you want to, draw out your losses. But I will say, they should be looking at the regular season differently this coming year. Yeah, you want to be a one seed. But to me, it's more important if you work through some different things and you figure out how you're going to get an identity that's conducive to winning in the playoffs. And I know that's hard to do, but you have to figure out a way to do it, because if this thing flops next season and you're not at least in the Eastern Conference Finals, then what was the point? What was the point of this whole operation, this whole endeavor? It's championship or bust season for the Cavaliers.
John, one before we go, I put out my 2025 preseason quarterback tiers I enrage people by putting Jalen Hurts over Joe Burrow. We don't need to get into that right now, but we tried to figure out the right tier to put a Joe Flacco-led tier. So, like, what we would call it. Peter Lynn said roller coaster ride. I said he's a pro with the pulse. If you had to create a Joe Flacco-led tiers, led tier for quarterback tiers, what would you call it?
Man. Cheers or happy days? I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be like an old, like a 1980s, 90s type of sitcom where, you know, Joe walks in the door like a Cosmo Kramer and, you know, gets a big applause. I mean,
what about Friends? You want a laugh track? Is that what you want for Flacco?
Well, he makes you feel good, doesn't he? He makes you feel good. I mean, He did, yeah, and he still might. I mean,
yeah, but birthday cake makes me feel good too. It's not really satisfying.
You take that back about birthday cake. Fant and I.
Wait a minute now.
It's not satisfying. Cake. Listen, well, I love a birthday cake, John.
That means you got a crappy birthday cake then.
I'm an ice cream cake guy for my birthday. What kind of birthday cake guy are you?
My birthday is on Monday, and I will be having ice cream cake.
Happy birthday.
I'm an ice cream cake guy myself. I'm the same mode. Like I'm not a fluffy cake. Look, to go back to where we were, whenever I talk about football with you guys, it starts with like unicorns and birthday cake. Now
I grew up a cookie cake guy, John, and then I transitioned.
Here's what I do know. I do know that if you asked anybody around Cleveland, who makes them feel the best about their football team heading into week one against the Cincinnati Bengals at home. If you're trying to win, which Kevin Stefanski's fighting for his job here, like no mistake about it. Like he needs to doctor up a game plan in week one. Would you guys not agree with me? One, that's the most, well.
All right, fluffy cakes. Fluffy cakes, we got to roll here, buddy, okay?
Hey, listen, I'd put Flacco out there week one because he gives you the best chance to win. You know, if that's not the goal, then you have to go with a different type of cake. We'll talk more cake next week.
We appreciate you there.
Thank you, John.
John, Fluffy Cake Fana on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. If only the Cavs would agree with Lonzo Ball in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.